Blog Talk Radio.
Estou aqui descendo a ladeira para samba, para samba. Estou aqui descendo a ladeira para samba, para samba. Estou aqui descendo a ladeira para samba, para samba, para samba, para samba, para samba.
Get ready to be deprogrammed. WDMZ, The Indie Story, presents On the Soapbox with host Mina Holiday and DJ Mem, pushing out the soapbox Sundays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., giving you the hottest discussions and variety, open mic on the net. Yeah. Say what? Hey, Mina, you're on your soapbox. Go ahead and speak your mind. I say, hey, Mina, you're on your soapbox. So go ahead and speak your mind.
Hey, everybody. It's Sunday, July 31st, 2011, and I'm Mina Holiday, your host today, and I'm on my soapbox. What's up, everybody? DJ Mim will be joining us a little bit later today, and can't wait for that. So if you are out there, wherever you are, at home, I don't know, in your office, if you are at work and unfortunately cannot call in or whatever, but and I really appreciate that. Make sure you do dial in, though, if you'd like to listen to the show and also maybe participate. We're having something new tonight. We're going to be open micing it all night. So we'll have some discussion if you want to talk about whatever. Want to give a big shout-out to a lot of people. We'll do that in just a second. But the phone number, let me give that to you. It's 646-370-0763, 646-370. I'm sorry, I gave the wrong phone number to everybody today. It's 378-0763. So I'm going to go ahead and fix that right now. So it's 646-378-0763. Call that number, and the open mic will begin with you. Right now, we're going to go ahead and spin some DJ Mim, and I think we're going to go ahead and take it to, let's see, where can we take this to? She's given me, like, this wonderful playground of things here. While I'm looking this up, I want to give a shout-out to the Q's. The Q's. The Q's were in the building. The Q's were in the building here in D.C., I mean, infiltrated the city with their purple shirts and walked around here and causing all kind of rhetoric. I understand that, you know, there's some mixed reviews about how it ended up being. Like, there were some women that told me that mixed reviews. I had women that told me that, you know, it was really nice. They had a good time. They had spent, you know, quite a bit of time hopping around in clubs and meeting different cues and things like that from different chapters around the world. And then some women were, like, appalled by the behavior of women throwing themselves at these men or men treating women like, I don't know. But I don't know, your thoughts. I don't really, you know, I don't weigh in on it because I didn't really party with them this weekend. But I did get to see them and say hi and everything. I guess I don't know. I don't really have an opinion about that. But give me a call. The number is 646-378-0763. Right now, we're going to go to DJ Mim. What?
It's On the Soapbox with Mina Holiday and DJ Mim. Each and every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Let's go.
State of mind real far from hip hop. Why vote Republican if you black? Why build more jails, less schools, cause we under attack? Why keep the 4 pound in the air? The revolution will not be televised. Get around here. Why keep my right fist in the sky? I let them know that we gon' make it. Don't plan our demise. Why you gotta teach your kids on your own? Cause when you get in the zone, they bringing you in. You both getting cloned. Why we still gotta pray to Allah? Hip hop versus the new world order. They playing as hard. Why rappers can't protection? they jerk the votes the last election. Why die for all my beliefs? I gotta look at my kids. I'd rather smile and cry when you see.
Why?
Why do they say I change for a girl? Why do you worry about my clothes if my flow gon' change the world? Why you wait till you're 30 to try to be hard? Why I gotta have religion if I believe in God? Why you still acting like you trying to get Osama? Why don't we impeach him and elect Obama? Why ain't Rick James remembered for classic hits? Why do we remember Rick for smacking us? Why did Ricky Williams retire? They mad in Miami. Why did Justin sell Janet out and go to the Grammy? Why you chill on every song? Why you frown at the screen? There's so many thrones. Why we argue who is the king? Why it's over for the gangster? Why it's over for Bloom? Why they hype Britney up? They know she can't sing. Why I whip in the chain of black American dreams? Why I know it in my heart, it remains unseen. Why?
On the soapbox with Mina Holiday and DJ Mim. Give us a call, 646-378-0763.
Episode 2, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone?
Yeah, by, just, yeah, by, just, yeah, by, just, yeah, by.
We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Just, yeah, by, just, yeah, by, just, yeah, by.
After why some people gotta live in the trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself, with no help. I think about a struggle and I find a strength in myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the South. Before my nigga core bailed me out.
Yeah, by, just, yeah, by, just, yeah, by, just, yeah, by.
I do a job like Best Style, see the red sky, the window of the red eye, that's a lead blind. We rap shit, living the last dive.
On the soapbox with Mina Holiday and DJ Mim. Give us a call to blaze the mic, 646-378-0763.
And dream of a love supreme. As a child, I was told that my love is king. See what it can bring to the lives of those that ain't afraid to give what they.
This picture contains scenes of violence that may be considered shocking. No one under 17 will be admitted.
They are multiplying too rapidly.
We've got to survive. Somebody's got to survive.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
They must be destroyed on sight.
It's too late.
Thank you.
toxic damn bastard, bringing negative energy, and I hope that it won't last long. Strong as a stair, daring me to doom myself, taking my positive energy up off the shelf. Shutting down my soul, frozen cold remains my mental. Stomping all poetics like a garden in the snow. Can't grow, slow ten fears upon my dome. I can't understand the overstanding called home. It's raking my desire, blowing out my fire. Got me cowering in the corner and out my eyes, I'm crying. Dying to be released from this demon, this cruella, this beast. Evil is the yeast, nails oven this hot. Raising and raising Satan, we're more damaging than an earthly pot. The plot stole my perfection, the people's perception is deception upon the optical selection of Cain instead of Abel. My fable is balanced, but I ain't done yet,
It seems like no matter what, things just ain't right for me. I try to write, but bad keeps on winning. Temptation is a bitch that takes the best of me, like a monsoon taking over an island. And at the same time, I see heaven and hell fighting a holy war over my already tormented soul. Turmoil seems to find its way home. I'm like Survivor says, 333 half evil. So don't be surprised when I tell you that in the small secluded part of my heart, there's a place where wickedness dwells, a place where evil lurks. See, the son of Sam ain't got shit on me. I'm the hidden side of Hyde. Won't shed a tear, don't care about what's dear. See, the devil of me makes it clear. So I look up into heaven, ask God take this from me, but it seems like he ain't even hearing me. Maybe Jehovah and Lucifer have an understanding, allowing evil to take his hands on me, just to balance up the tide. So what am I supposed to do? I'm pulling hair out of my head trying to be good, but the devil of me seems to get the best of me.
And I'm not done yet. Coming out 3 hours after sunset, it's the devil's advocate, delivering pain and misery straight to you from hell's kitchen. See, I'm that bad influence sitting on your left shoulder, whispering words and doubt into your ear, injecting pain and hate, changing the same brain to one that's codified envy and fear. With every breath, I spit five venoms of death into this. No good men left to stand against me. I am the Lord of War, and in my house of flying daggers, I got replacement killers trying to kill Bill. I got the usual suspects sitting in glass towers selling blood diamonds, and the passion of the Christ is not as important, because you listen to every word I said with a weak will. I am a legend. I've been here long before crooked cops decided to wild out and shoot black youth from the projects. Nigga, please. I'm the one who got him to do it. Who do you think invented black on black crime and told you not to snitch? Who do you think got you listening from check to check so you can act like a baller and drive a Rhino over price whips?
It was me.
Born from the fires of jealousy, lies, and desire. I make this look simple because you're simple-minded. I do this all day, every day, because my wordplay keeps you blind to what the truth really is. Without you, there is no me. And in that simple phrase lies the entire key. You see, you are what you eat, and I feed you bullshit every day just to keep you guessing. Just to keep you stressing so much that you don't see life's lessons. I am the whisperer. I am the deceiver. I am the devil's advocate.
And I am not Junior.
I don't need no smoke and mirrors to bring you nearer from across the room. And I can see past your makeup and perfume. And without leaving this stage, I can accompany you home. But that's nothing, because every time you sip your drink, I taste your suffering. And I'm not talking about some man who played you, because I play too much deeper emotions like your eyes. And even in this light, they can tell me whether you're worried if you're raising your children right, or whether you're concerned that you might stay out too many nights, or whether you're obsessed with success and stressed that you're wasting your life. It's like I'm some circus freak, like from this stage, I can guess your age and your weight, but trying to guess people's sizes and birth dates is fake, and what I'm telling you right now is as real as your tears and heartache. And I've been around the block enough times to know when a woman has regrets, when there are things she wishes she could hide and embarrassing situations that she hopes to forget. Like you don't recognize that ain't nobody in this room perfect, and your life might just be as good as it gets. And you're looking at magazines and TV, wishing you had some famous woman's life, knowing it would never be worth it for you to pay the price and all the principles that you cherish or all the values that she sacrificed. And me, sometimes known for love and erotic poems that flow like Hennessy and hypnotic porn, that even in this room full of women could get you hot and warm like my tongue when you ain't got nothing but my words and chocolate on. But that's a bluff. Speaking sex to a room full of women when I know if I have you, then I have enough. And my sweetest taste in poem would be your smile. And my most passionate applause would be the way that you're looking at me right now. And I feel scarred, like falling in love with you could jeopardize my relationship with God. Because only the everlasting should be loved eternally. And perhaps a man and a woman shouldn't love that hard. But here we are in this venue where all these writers come to perform, like they don't know. If I have you, ain't no need for none of us to write no more. Because whoever sees my love for you will already have seen the perfect poem.
You just gotta love that. I mean, that was Talon AC, and man, when he gets on the mic, it truly, it's life changing. If you've never been spoken to in a way that's cutting around all of the bullshit and just getting right to it, you know, just having somebody speak to you intelligently, maybe not directly at you or to you, but just speak to your gray matter, because you know, women, we're so different from men as far as being aroused. What would arouse us more? And it's usually intellectually driven, but we'll get into that another day on the soapbox. Big shout out to Talon AC. That was a wonderful piece. Before that, you were listening to Eric Moore and Devil's Advocate, and he does a show here on Blog Talk Radio as well called Verbal Ink, so make sure you check that out, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Also, prior to that, that was a mix by DJ Mim, so you heard a little Flowetry, you heard a little Common, a little, some of everybody up in there, you know, a lot of the neo-soul flavor. So, right now, I wanted to tell you that the open mic is all night. I'm talking about all night. I mean, from now until 10. So, call in now. Don't wait till 9. No need to. If you call in, you're spitting. And so, you'll go on in the order your call is received. So, the number, 646-378-0763. I'm Nina Holiday, and you're on the soapbox. And guess what? It's July 31st. It's the last day of July. This year, I don't know about you guys, but this year is moving really, really fast for me. And, I mean, I'm not mad about it at all. You know, sometimes the reason why it's moving so fast is because you're really enjoying yourself and you're making the mess of the moment. I'm making the best of the moments that I, you know, get to breathe and be alive and experience life and everything. So, trying to keep it positive, it's really hard, especially when it's hotter than Satan's breath out here. It was like 105 on Friday. I don't know what it was, but it was just felt like 1,000 degrees. I don't know what that feels like, but I'm telling you, I couldn't move without just feeling just nauseated. But, you know, that's what I wanted all winter long when it was colder than, I mean, all get out. And so we can't really complain. I really don't know what to say. So we got to just accept and love everything that we have, because it could be worse, right? Yeah, we're breathing. We're good. Again, the number 646-378-0763. It's the only way to shut me up is if you get up on the soapbox. So call in now. You know what? I feel like spitting. I was itching for the open mic all weekend. I'm going to give some shout-outs and tell you guys what I've been up to and everything like that shortly. But yeah, I've been itching to get on the mic and just explode a little bit, just a tiny bit, just a tad. Want to give a shout-out real quick to DJ Remedy, who's in the building. DJ Remedy, thank you for coming through. Hopefully you'll call in and introduce yourself to the people of the world. So, yeah. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word is also in the building. Oh, man, an exquisite poet. Make sure you check him out. Ladies, bring your ready, because he likes to undress us with his words. So yeah. Also want to give a shout out to a couple of people here. I want to give a shout out right now to Social Glam. It's an event production company ran by Chloe Wilson, and they had me this weekend host their launch party for it was a fashion event. It was a runway event. I worked alongside DJ DCS and Face to Face and Brown Sugar Boutique in Woodbridge, Virginia, as well as the Don Diva, our Makeup Artist of the Year in D.C. So there were quite a bit more people. I got a ring by GXC. I'm going to get the name right. But anyway, it's a jeweler, and she makes wired jewelry. She made me a ring right on the spot and told me I could have that ring. So I'm really grateful to her. I want to also give a shout-out to Unities, the parent company for Native Tongue. Sometimes you'll see me wear some of their gear. I want to give a shout-out to them. Those guys over there are the real thing, the truth. They're located in D.C., about to relocate to a new location. So make sure you check out Native Tongue. You can go to unities.com, and that's spelled like unity, but tees, like T-shirts. So UNITEES.com. Make sure you check them out. Also want to give a big, humongous shout-out to my Respect Thyself family. Those are a bunch of women. We get together and help to empower each other, right, so that we can affect our communities positively and in respecting ourselves. All right, now on to poetry and open mic. And it doesn't have to just be poetry, because we've opened this up to comedy and hip-hop and R&B. I want to invite you to the mic right now. Get up here and speak your mind. If you've never done it before, let today be your first day. I don't know why, but just let it be your first day. Get the first day out the way, and I'm telling you, you will be so amped and so ready to go. And even if it's not today, then next week. But do it. You'll never, ever feel 100% completely ready, and there will never be a moment prior to you getting on the mic the first time that you won't experience that sick feeling in your stomach with the butterflies and all that stuff, with the sweaty palms and the nervous quake and the shaking papers and hands and stuff like that. It's going to happen. And then once you do it, you'll see, wow, that wasn't so bad, and you'll be doing it over and over again. I also want to give a shout-out to our guests that came in. Please make sure you sign up for an account so we can see, speak, and know you a little bit. Because as long as you remain a guest, you won't be able to chat back in the chat room. If you want to get to the chat room, you're going to have to go to my Facebook page. My Facebook name is Mina Holiday. It's M as in Mary, I, N as in Nancy, A. Last name Holiday, H-O-L-L-A-D-A-Y. Looks like Holiday. I'm your host, Mina Holiday, and you definitely, definitely get to get on here. Just call me to say hello and get on this mic here, because it is calling your name. The number, 646-378-0763. Colin, we need you. We got somebody on the mic right now who wants to be on the soapbox. My name is Mina Holiday, and you're on the soapbox. What's your name? Speak your mind.
I just reminded that you could say hi.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the soapbox. Yes, you're on the soapbox. Welcome.
Oh, I didn't know you grabbed me. I'm sorry. What's going on? This is Asar.
I like to snatch people. Who's this?
Asar.
Asar. Asar Sahu. Welcome.
Yes.
I wish I had
How are you
some
been,
studio please? Music. I've been good. I've been really good. I've been calling you. I like to blast people on the mic.
I missed your call. I've been meaning to get back with you. There's so much going on, sweetie. I'm so sorry. By the time I get finished, I don't like to call people late. So
it's all good. You know, I only work late, so it's okay. You can call me anytime. I won't even get mad at you for the booty call. I'd be like, oh, you know, that's my friend. You know, calling me, you know, maybe he wanted to do the booty.
Please don't be
Atlanta.
Mad at me.
No, I'm not. Listen, Asar, you're a poet and an author.
Yes,
and a
I
host, and so many other things. And tonight we're having open mic all night. So I mean, you could just go ahead and just christen the mic for us. No one's spit yet.
No, okay. Well, I'm going to do something for my upcoming book. That was to be my second book. First book, of course, was called All Elixir, which I published in 2007. And my upcoming book, which I plan to have published before the end of the year, is entitled Bedtime Stories. Mm-hmm. So I want to read you a bedtime story. Is that okay?
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. Everybody, this is a star, the poet.
Yeah, it's a three-part series, so I'm just, when I get to part one, part two, so on and so forth. So it's entitled The Arrangement. She was inviting, approachable, and she was smiling at me. She lured me towards her with her eyes, and I rose from my seat, and I noticed my feet moving, one in front of the other, till they reached their destination, her table. So now I just had to introduce myself, and I was praying that she would do the same. She politely obliged, told me her name, and then she said to me, "I like your eyes." Stunned by this ambush of flattery, I was numb, unable to respond, because you see, the corners of my mouth were too busy trying to touch my ears that I couldn't even get a simple thank you out. She smiled with pride and said to me, "Are you?" Knowing all the while that she was turning me on deep inside. Now, I have to say, she was smooth as China silk and as relaxed as April rain and as cool and refreshing as a summer breeze. And the way she flexed her eyes, she damn near brought me to my knees. I asked her, "May I join you?" And in a very seductive tone of voice, she said, "No, not tonight." She took my hand, slipped me her card, and said, "Call me later tonight." Arose from her seat, kissed me on the cheek, and disappeared into the night. So as the arrangement continued, she disappeared into the night. I immediately opened my hand to view what a card said. There was no clue of the kind of work she did or dress, not even sitting where she laid her head. It simply read, "Victoria, 1-800, see you in bed." And instantly a smile came over my face as the front of my pants start to swell. And just like that, Victoria's number was locked forever in my brain cell. And I told the waiter, "Hey, man, hurry and bring my check." I paid my bill, 20% tip, and broke out my flip. Trying to stay composed as I dialed her number, 1-800-CUINDED. I was so excited about our next conversation, and damn, went straight to her voicemail. And here's what it said. I saw, "Bring wine, honey, and come with no fear. Call back in exactly 69 minutes, and the line would be clear." Turned a couple of corners, got the wine, got the honey. As far as the fear, just like caffeine and 7-Up, I never had it, I never will. So the arrangement conclusion. 68 minutes to go. 1 minute left. "Okay, boy, what are you going to say? How are you going to say it?" 30 seconds left. No more delaying. Countdown. 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. 69 minutes. I push redial. And after three rings, she answers. Hola, papi. And the tone of her voice exuded with sensuality. And her delivery was filled with so much sexuality. Her excitement. I can tell, not only was she ready to be served, but she ready me to serve her as well. I returned the greeting in kind. Okay, Papa, Mommy. I can hear her smile through the phone as she says, I'm home. Donde esta, man? She said, I'm glad I got you in. Turn by turn. Because I want the pleasure of reeling you in. Control makes me hot. And if your control can dominate my control, then we can fuck nonstop and see who comes out on top. And just like she said, she led me in street by street, turn by turn. As I pulled into the driveway, the garage door opened. Parked my car next to hers, and open wide was the door leading inside. As I entered, I was captured by her perfume. And it grabbed me and carried me upstairs, straight to her bedroom. Candles burning low with amber's glow. On the nightstand with a corkscrew, wine glasses for two. Moments of love by the autumn noise playing softly in the background. I hear a voice say, open the wine, open the honey, undress, close your eyes and lie down. Now before I did so, I scanned the room, but she was nowhere around. And before I can ask, where are you? Warm honey encased around her tongue engulfs me. Every muscle in my body locked and relaxed at the same time. I can feel every nerve in my spine. And it made me, I came from here to kingdom come. Opened my eyes, and there she was, now on top of me, smiling. And she said, now, wasn't my number worth dialing? And before I could answer, she began to ride the slow, sensuous, fluid-filled rhythmic movements. I could feel her lava boiling deep inside. And she began asking me, in between the screams and the moans, in four-letter words, who's in control? Who's in control? Who's in control? I never answered. I just kept stroking harder and harder with every question till that last screaming control came out. Simultaneous orgasms we can no longer hold, as we both knew it was time to explode. And when she came down off my flagpole, I asked the question, tell me, who's in control? She smiled at me with a look that said, you. But her lips said, no, babe, I'm about to put you on hold. She kissed me on the cheek, rolled over, and went to sleep. When I woke the next morning and I turned to greet her, she was gone. There was a note on the pillow, and it read, thank you for last night. You brought life to my bed. Breakfast is on the table. Made pancakes, bacon, and eggs. See you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. This. Now, it's our arrangement. That's it.
my God. It's different when you hear you spit this now. It's like we're having a phone conversation. It's getting real hot over here as her lava was boiling deep inside her. I was like, what the hell? This man has had sex before.
Definitely.
Wow. Great job. Great job. This is what I was talking about, the cerebral gray matter thing when I was earlier when I was speaking about sex and how women are aroused and men are aroused differently, you know. We need this. We need that visual stimulation. We need to be able to be stimulated in non-sexual ways through words and without touching. I feel like if you can get us before you put your hands on us, you got us after that. We're we're melted butter. We're nothing. We're like, we don't know English anymore. We can't control our movement. It's just, we need you now. You have to rescue us because,
That's the key, you know, and that's one of the main purposes of me writing a book and naming it Bedtime Stories. And the subtitle is Bring Your Romance Back, because that artist seemed to be lost, you know, between men and women, especially men pursuing women in a romantic fashion, you know. Even in the art of lovemaking, you know, it's okay to, you know, have those hot sessions where, you know, you're just boning and just, all right, give me a good fuck. That's good. But for the most part, there's no romance to it. From hearing stories of brothers talking and, you know, some sisters telling me stories about, you know, guys they've been with, how it went, and, you know, what they were disappointed about and how it could have been better, so on and so forth. And just watching couples in public, you know, you hardly see couples holding hands, and brothers opening the doors and pulling the chair out, and, you know, those things like that. So it just seemed to be missing. So, you know, just me is something to offer, you know, couples that, you know, you're in bed, you know, open a book and read each other some bedtime stories, you know, some poetry, you know, kind of get the mood going, you know.
Mm-hmm. Damn sure I'm going to get the mood going. So, you know, in the chat room right now, you're getting some love. And I just wanted to share that with you if you're not able to see it. The chat room, let's see, we have... Let's give a shout-out real quick. We have the Bad Boy Kitchen is in the building. Bad Boy 1, or no, that's Bad Boy 2. Renard Yerby, poet, he was saying that this is his kind of poetry, and it truly is. You guys share the same kind of poetic nature. And Quiet Storm, a spoken word, I know you're familiar. He's also, there's that kind of, a sensual nature, yes. And DJ Remedy, he just stumbled across the show today saying in the chat room he's enjoying himself here. He says this is a time for poetry and time for poets. And I couldn't agree more. So, yeah, they're showing you a lot of love in the chat room. And, of course, you know, the ladies love you. We love Asar. We love Asar. You got to make sure you come back, though. Yes, make sure I get this right, because Bad Boy 2, they're Bad Boy 1 and Bad Boy 2. Bad Boy 2 is in the building right now. Hopefully Bad Boy 1 will be joining us a little bit later, maybe in about a half hour or so, because I know that there's a show that they're doing on Sundays as well. So hopefully they'll be in the building. Don't go anywhere. You know, you didn't say the phrase that, the proper phrase when you called in. You didn't say it, and I'm a little hurt. Because, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my first time calling in, sweetie. So, you know, what's the proper phrasing? So, yeah, I'll know next time.
This is Asar, and I'm on the soapbox.
Okay. I got it now. I got it now.
You got it now? Put my feelings, I get out of my feelings now. Because I'm all in my feelings. I can get out of my feelings now.
yeah.
Get out of my feelings.
You know,
okay,
I'll never do anything
I'm
that's just hilarious to you, sweetheart. You know that.
Okay. All right. Oh, y'all hear this? So, I'm with that being said, Hang out with us for a little while, okay? Because I'd love for you to come back and, you know, give us a little spin on maybe something else, another bedtime story. Take us out or something with another one.
Okay, that'll work. That'll work.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
Okay, that's cool.
I'll put you on hold. I'll come back and check on you.
Okay, please.
All right. Everybody, that was Asar, and he is a two-time author. He's got a book. Actually, the second book is not out quite yet, but he'll give us some more information later on in the show, how you can get a hold of bedtime stories. I'm just talking about something really, really, like, we really do not realize how important romance is. And I couldn't agree with him more, because 90% of what works between two people, and these statistics are very factual, actual, real statistics that I made up. So please, you know, listen to what I'm saying to you. So anyway, no, but I think it's like 90% of the men that I run across right now have no idea what romance is. I've had a conversation very recently and with someone, and, you know, a lot of the dynamics, I think, too, is you have to think about how many ex-felons and people who have been locked up for most of their adult life and didn't really have the opportunity to court a woman or even date or even just spend any amount of time interacting with the opposite sex and seeing where they could go wrong and see what works and what goes right. So they kind of jump back in it, and the one thing that you don't really need a whole lot of training in is the actual act of sex. But romance, wow. You could spend the rest of your life learning how to romance a woman, because every woman is different. And it's highly an intellectual task. It really will take for you to dig and delve into all of your cerebral matter, all of it, and pull it out, because you have to retain information about her specifically. And that's how a woman is really turned on. If she tells you her birthday's in May and you don't remember, and it's important, she thinks her birthday is really important, and it's the only thing that you don't care about, you might not be a match. And you might be having trouble getting her to respond to you sexually. So it is good to remember things. Write them down if you can. We got the Facebook now. All you have to do is make them your friend, and you never have to remember their birthday again, because it's going to tell you. So it cheats for you, but let it just be a tool to cheat for you, but allow yourself to, you know, remember some very detailed information, very small things, her favorite flower and things like that. So when you do get her flower, you don't have to buy two dozen. It's a recession, I understand that. You can buy her one of her favorite flowers. I mean, just the thought, the notion, it is what turns us women on. I'm going to charge you guys $49.99 in three easy installments very soon, because I guarantee you, if you listen to what I'm saying, you know, you might actually have some luck there. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the chat room real quick, because it's just a lot of activity going on. Well, love made it in. The Bad Boy Kitchen is officially in the building. So we have One Love and Renard Yerby in the building. So everybody, please jump in the chat room. It's an exciting place to be. You can sit back and listen to some poetry, and when the time comes, you can call us, 646-378-0763. I don't want to hold up any more poetry, so that's what I'm going to do right now. Is I'm going to grab another call right now. This is an overseas call, so we'll go ahead and grab that. I have your mic open over here. This is Mina Holiday on the soapbox.
This is Bad Boy Number 2, and I'm on the soapbox.
Bad Boy Number 2. Ah!
A.K.A. R. Yerby.
R. Yerby. The Bundespost is Los. That was the only thing I remember from, like, the cutest thing, that the post office is what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so, yeah. What's going on from Germany? What's going on?
I'm glad that you're back.
It's hotter than Satan's armpits in Germany, too?
Heck no. I'm up in here in sweats with a hoodie, a hat. It's kind of chilly. We didn't really have a summer. We had like 3 weeks of summer, and it's been pretty chill. the past couple of days I had to wear a sweater and a hoodie, so you know it's not hot over here at all.
I don't even want to think. I get hot thinking about what you have on right now. I'm sweating already. I'm perspiring.
Yeah, I'm actually snug, so I'm happy right now because I'd be a popsicle if I wasn't. But I'm glad you're back on the air, you know.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be back because I get to talk to you and everybody in on our realm, this wonderful love that we share, poetry and hip-hop and all of that. So it's wonderful to be back. I've missed the mic. I've missed the poets. I really miss people who really enjoy this enough to grab their phone, call in, and just share with random strangers around the world. It's a wonderful thing to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be your first time actually spinning since I've been back on the air, so I don't want to hold that up. Ladies, you're in for a treat. This is our year beat. He's got so many different names. We're just going to call him that right now, and he'll tell you all the rest later. So with no further ado, go ahead, man. You're on the soapbox.
I mean, I don't know your format, so I don't know how bad boy-ish I can get,
Look, come on now. It hasn't changed. You know, I've never been censored.
I know. I just want to be sure. I don't, you know.
I'm not going to ever change it to that. When I get on a syndicated international show of some sort and they try to, you know, censor me, I might, you know, that's the only way. But right, Blog Talk Radio, please, do you.
All right. Here we go. I really dig the piece that my man, was it Osar?
Osar.
Yeah, that put me in that type of mood. So this piece is called While You Were Sleeping. And I don't know if you've heard this before. I don't think so. So let's get it. Trees cast slated shadows on fleshy mounds topped with mahogany-kissed peaks, while your lips still show stains of the previous night's campaign. See, like a soldier at the ready, I stood embedded deep behind your pearly white lines while your tongue kept the swallowed confessions of my suicidal white nights that vainly splashed against your deep-throated moans. See, on elbows pursed, I watched as fingertips on your thighs made your legs spread like clock hands at 5:35. See, that's mine right there. I can't believe I just had that right there. And I want to take you there again and again, but I can't. It's just something about you watching you while you were sleeping. But while you were sleeping, you had me thinking on how you had the audacity not to let me lick your plate clean. See, I love to feel the gravity of the sweetness of your peach vicariously drip from my lips, leaving tsunamic traces of where intertropical fingertips have been. See, I ain't scared to admit that I love this shit. So let's leave nothing. Let's leave nothing between us but sweat and skin. See, I want to be inside the eye of your perfect storm. Just let your hips ride like tidal waves, crash into a gas escape through clenched teeth and your gripping sheets while we're singing, slow down. I just want to get to know you. Slow down. See, I want you to feel me. Slow down. I want you to feel every measurement of my thrust, and I want to wake you and ask you, can we just thrust? See, I want to thrust until our moans drip like paint down the wall. Thrust until the stars in the sky start to fall. Thrust until my hips become your hips. My skin becomes your skin. Thrust until I knock that S out your spine and flip that shit on my chest. Wait, I'm not trying to be your Superman, but you will no longer wonder why they say I can be the man of steel. See, girl, I'm trying to be real. But sometimes when I feel your lips, it's like I just licked the clit of kryptonite. But not saying you have lips that can kill, but sometimes, though, I get so weak in the knees I can hardly speak, like that old school song from SWV. And I don't know if it's you and I don't know if it's me, but I want to be deep inside of you. Inside so deep that the sweat of our ecstasy turns to different hues of blue. I want to be inside so deep that I can take your thoughts and swirl them in a glass and sip on it like it's a shot of Coke and Hennessy. I want to do all that, but I can't, because I can't help but watch you while you were sleeping. And boom.
Oh, gosh. Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
So we're debating on who you wanted to be deep inside of. Was it me, POTUS, Kylie? Which one of us? We all want to know.
Seven hours. What? Huh? What? What did I say?
I didn't say that. Both. Hey, whatever.
Wow.
I got back up. One love over there. I got back up.
You got back up? Oh, just in case you can't handle all of us. The women population is, man, you're going to have to pick one because you're going to be tired. We're going to wear you out. You keep on spit poems like that. You think you just going to just walk up into a woman's second wind of sexual drive and say some shit like that and walk away? No.
Ham sandwiches and Gatorade. That's red Kool-Aid. Ham sandwich and red Kool-Aid. I'm good. That's all I need. I'm just putting my business out there. How you doing?
Taking notes, ladies. Ham sandwiches and red Kool-Aid.
That's all I need is ham sandwich and red Kool-Aid.
Oh, man. On a serious note, though, excellent writing. And, I mean, even more excellent delivery. And tell me about this Seven Deadly Tens thing One Love was telling us about.
What is he talking about?
Sometimes he just says some profound things where you're just like,
No, there's it's just a group of poets that we consider, like, deadly pens. Like, if you guys are familiar with karate and kung fu flicks, the seven deadly venoms. So he's just saying I'm one of the seven. So that's what you say, man? I just see him talking in there. He just saying stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He need to get in here and do some stuff.
You know, but he does that sometimes, just being there and in the chat room and, you know, keeping everybody entertained, but then he won't jump up on his mic all the time. But he did jump on the mic when my first show back, so I do appreciate that. And I do welcome any of you listening in the chat room. Don't be shy. You too can get panties and wet and swelling and the draws of men. You too can be a part of this. Whatever this is that we're doing here, this has got to be, they're going to make this illegal. I know they are, because it feels just too goddamn good. But, no, we're having a really good time, so make sure you call in 646-378-0763. Right now, you just heard R. Yerby, a poet that's currently located in Germany right now. I think he's going to have to get a citizenship when he comes back to the States, because you've been gone.
No, I'm good. I'll be there in 3 weeks.
Now, so what are you going to do with this time that you'll be back? Of course, you're going to spend it with your family.
I was supposed to go to the National Poetry Awards. I don't know if you guys know about that, but they're having the second annual National Poetry Awards. It's supposed to be in Dallas, Texas, and I was supposed to attend, so I'm not sure. So if I'm not doing that, I'm going to be eating, and I'm going to be hanging with the family, and I'm going to be eating and hanging with the family. So my vacation is going to be spent eating and hanging with the family. I'm going to try to come up D.C. way because I have some friends up that way, and might swing in and see a holiday. I'm just saying, but I don't know yet.
I'm trying to get there. You know, I missed it last year. Really wanted to go, but yeah, the NPAs, that's ran by Troy Lewis and his wife. And so if you guys are not familiar with the National Poetry Awards, I mean, they had their first show last year. It was a great turnout. It's the first time ever, so it was just a great turnout. If one person came, it would have been great because, you know, trying to do something like this is very hard to get people together and get them to participate in the nomination process and everything. But from what I understand, this year is going to be crazy and there's going to be a slam associated with it and everything. So please do, if you're in the area, in the Texas-Dallas area, make sure you come through and friend Troy and everything so that you can stay abreast of all of the latest. Is it August 12th or?
It's August 19th, actually, the day that Friday until the 22nd, I believe. So
for the weekend.
Yeah, it's for the weekend, Friday and Saturday. Or Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The award show is on a Saturday, so yeah, you guys, come check it out. I think it's www.thenationalpoetryawards.com is the website. You can get all that info. Yeah, it's the 19th to the 21st. Yep.
All right, well, you know what? POTUS Ty Lee is in the building, so please come in the chat room, people. We got some of the hottest poets on the planet here on the soapbox, and you just listened, heard, and felt. Some of you are still fanning and wiping and trying to get up that exposure to our year B. So make sure you check us out. Use the hold on a second. Let's grab this call. I don't know what it is. Hold on a second. On the soapbox with Nina Holiday. What's up?
Hi.
You're on the soapbox. This is Nina Holiday.
How you doing, Nina?
Hey, what's up?
I just want to tell the whole world I just want to say that my name is Ray and I love you to death.
Hi, Ray. Thank you. I'm doing great. Did you want to spit something on the mic?
I'm kind of sad to spit something on the mic, but I spit something one-on-one.
All right. I'm officially embarrassed on the soapbox. Thanks for...
This
does sound like a private call. I'm gonna grab him on the private end and
I'm about to hang up.
Ray, I'm gonna call you back after the show, okay, darling? I'll call you back after the show.
All right.
Edit that later. Gonna definitely edit that out. We gotta get rid of 3.5 minutes. How am I gonna do that? All right. With that being said, let me go ahead and give you the phone number to call in for non-personal phone calls. 646-378-0763. It's open mic night all night. That means you don't have to wait till 9, which is in 3 minutes anyway. But you can call in anytime and spit something. We're going to do this week and next week, and then we'll go back to having our feature and having a 9 o'clock open mic. I just want to announce this real quick. We have Queen Sheba, who's supposed to be joining us on the mic to talk about, we're going to be talking about the Bible a little bit, the missing pieces, not the Bible as it is, but the Bible as it would be if we could just put in all of the things that were just left out, either deliberately or inadvertently. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I like that rhymed, and I might do that again. So, that being said, I just wanted to say thanks a lot. Thank you so much for, like, hold on a second. So big shout out to the people that just came in the chat room, Diversion. We have Poetic Jay Harris, which is Jacqueline Harris. She's in the building. You got to welcome my sister. That is one amazing poet. Were you here last week, 2 weeks ago when she spit?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I came through, but I didn't get a chance to stay to the open mic portion. I heard the feature part of the show, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was amazing, and I'm hoping that we can get her to call back in. So are you going to hang out?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out for a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you on. You're co-hosting until DJ Min pops up in the building again.
All right, I'm good.
All right, so let's see. Let's grab somebody else, shall we?
Yeah.
478, you're on the soapbox with Nina Holiday and our yearby. What's up?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Mila. It's Tylee.
Oh, Tylee, a Taho. Oh, you
Taho.
You don't say the proper phrase. You don't say it.
I order grits, lots of butter.
Inside joke,
oh,
everybody.
My. Oh, my.
So you have
oh,
to
my.
Say grits. No S's on no grit.
No, no S.
Grit.
Lots
S.
of butter.
I don't even know. I just
I
want everybody
raccoon.
To know.
I don't know.
You said what?
Y'all eat coon? I don't know. What? I'm just
oh,
trying to get
no,
in.
We don't. We,
oh.
You can jump in anytime. You know our yearby, don't you, Tylee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
Well,
how you doing?
We had a couple run-ins. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
Well, how was it deep? That's what I want to know, because if it is, I'm jealous.
It was
a was
cat nice.
Running?
He's jealous.
She has a way. She has
he
a way of touching
jealous.
Me, so great.
I hear me. I am so jealous with envy right now.
I don't know. She just has a way of touching, which is, it goes beyond
see?
The physical. Huh? What?
Oh, gosh. It's, see, you know what? This is exactly why I only like men calling into my show, because women come in and it's over. And our year be, woo, Lord have mercy, 3 years now, right?
Mm-hmm. 3 years.
3 years of being on the soapbox. And, like, turning it out for the ladies. You got to do, you know what, when we come back to you, we really got to get you to do Old Coat. That's, like, my favorite.
Okay, no problem. I'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have the queen here on the soapbox for the first time. So, big ups to you for that, Tylee, for calling in. Yay! And we got to spend some time at the Poetry Fest, Mark Doggins BPC Poetry Fest, and that was just like thebomb.com.
Yes,
and I
it
got
was.
To meet
yes.
you. For, I got to meet you for the first time and really hang out with you because we ended up road tripping to and from Miami, and I mean that was an experience because it was your birthday and it was say it. Was it your
birthday? My birthday, yay, yes. My birthday.
It was my birthday.
The Vegabond. It was the bomb. It was the bomb place.
Yes. I just friended Marcus Blake on Facebook. So
he is crazy.
I know. And, you know, he doesn't even remember
love
me.
Him. I love
like,
him.
I had to tell him Soapbox, and then he was like, oh, the Soapbox crew, so...
Yeah,
yeah, hopefully
we can get him to come on the show. Soapbox crew, he knew. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went in there with 1, 2, 3, 4 of us, 5 of us?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but Soapbox was in the building, most definitely. And our year, let me tell you, we turned it out.
What? I'm jealous now.
Yes. Well, we got to get you a Soapbox tee. We're still looking for caller number 10, so if you want a T-shirt. Some of y'all haven't gotten your T-shirts from when I promised you it before. I do apologize. I'm working alone. I know I look like a legion of people, but I am only one, so I need to make sure I get that out. I owe Rick a T-shirt, and I'm going to definitely get him that. And then I also owe Merc a T-shirt, Mercy Merce, or Merc Up In Ya. So... He was our first winner. So we're still looking for caller number 10. You got to say the proper phrase. Once you say it, that's all you got to do. And the T-shirt is yours. All right, so we're going to keep things going. We've got the open mic going. I want to try to get everybody in. The lines are going crazy. If you want to join in, it's 646-378-0763. I'm Nina Holiday. You guys are all on the soapbox. And with no further ado, I'd like to introduce a very phenomenal, sensual, I mean, anybody who knows her knows that she is the epitome of peace and sexuality. If you can mix the two together, I think with sexuality comes peace. It's just automatic. Sensuality, let me get that right. And so, Miss POTUS, Tylee, please.
Okay, if anybody knows me, they know what again would mean.
Mm.
It's been a long time since I saw your face. An air of memory engulfs my mind, remembering how my heart was wrenched with pain as the words staggered through my soul. I knew it was time. I had to let you go. In my mind, recapturing the dark silhouettes of our bodies against the blaze of the fire the night I gave myself to you. I remember the quiet sobs of joy as we wrap ourselves in sweet assaultment that only each other can give. Proclamations of my sensuality, evidence my appetite, symptoms my need, the warmth cascading my inner emotions to feed into the very core of my imagination. I remember wanting to turn and run away, but I couldn't. There was something in your gaze that made me linger, wanting to leave and never look back. Then you reached out to me, trying to persuade me to stay. I say, don't touch me. I can't think when you touched me. I feel the warmth of your whisper in my ear as you say, don't think. Just let your body flow with what your desire pleases you to do. I found myself trapped in the masculine hold of your touch. I feel the hungry possession of your body over mine. You undress me easily, trying not to disturb my feminine treasures. Without thought, I feel my body arching up to meet yours. And with a moan of surrender, I ease you into my soft pasture of ecstasy. Letting out a sigh of pleasured pain, I feel your excitement as it fills my velvet cachet. Moving with emotiveness, I feel every inch of your intentions stroking my pleasure. I scream with excitement, releasing me into the moments of the afterglow, wanting to stay there and rest until I seductively challenge your desire to have more. I feel your nature rise as I am drowning in the taste of your flavors, melting my tongue into your skin. I am filled with the satiation of your wine. You exhaustingly hoist me on top, mounting the very thing I was craving for. My breath sways in tune with rhythmic strokes. I am excited by the ripe teasing of your lips that provocatively kiss my dancing nipples. Before a shuddered rapture, collapsing my body onto yours, I fall into a deep, deep, deep slumber, waking only as you kiss me and say goodbye. Again, and that's that piece.
Mm. You
got me feeling some kind of way right now. Out, man.
I can feel every inch of your intentions. You don't know.
All she has to do is just say Renard just three times, and I'm satisfied. Just
she
say
has
Renard.
To click her heels, though. Maybe she can click her heels behind you while she's in front of you. How about that?
That's what I'm talking about. Because if you click, well, let me stop before, man. Shoot. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't run into the light. Don't do it. No, it's quite all right. We've got a sensuous cipher going on here. If you want to join us, you're on the soapbox with Mina Holiday. This is the voice that nails sexual oozing with sexy voice that you heard was R. Yerby, and then just before that, just moments, seconds, because he couldn't wait, he was right back on. He was like, bam. Right before that, you heard Tylee, Poetess Tylee. So make sure you stay here where it's hot. It's really hot. No, literally, figuratively, it's hot here in the United States of America. And I think it's just the temperature just went up in Germany in just one little tiny
mm-hmm.
part of it anyway.
it's hot.
Did you have to take off that hoodie? Is the hat off? Is the hoodie
the
off?
The hat and the hoodie's off. I even took the slippers off. I already found her on Facebook, sent her a friend invite. That's when I was like, what? Say that again? T-Y-L-E-E. Yes, there she go, right there. So I just sent you a friend invite. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh. You know what? We're going to have we're going to definitely have to do that. Share our Facebook information. Most of us do share quite a bit on Facebook. So please stay tuned. About last 10 minutes of the show, we'll just get everybody to participate in a little bit of sharing of that information. If you want to come to the chat room, it's easier. A website up and you just click and then start adding friends and stuff. Let's stay in touch and let's keep this thing going. I want to keep the mic going. I'm not letting you go anywhere, Kylie. So, with me. I think she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Yeah, hopefully she'll call back in. Maybe the call got disconnected. All right, so we'll go ahead and grab somebody else here. Let's see who else we have. Let's see. 858, you're on the soapbox with me.
I already know who that is. Ooh.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Uh-oh. I'm live on the soapbox.
Oh, my goodness. I have been invaded by the Bad Boy Kitchen. The Bad Boy Kitchen is on the soapbox with Nina Holiday. What?
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Was that the phrase that pays?
That was the phrase, the proper phrase. It doesn't pay any. We're broke still. We are taking donations. We take coin pieces as well. So
you
we
got
can
t-shirts on back order. Okay.
We actually have the t-shirts in stock. I just haven't had a chance to, like, just take a minute, you know. But I'm going to the post office tomorrow. Everybody who won a t-shirt is getting their t-shirt tomorrow. Our caller 10 tonight is getting a t-shirt. And I believe that's three callers away. So make sure you call in. 646-378-0763. We want to give you a t-shirt. It just has soapbox on it. Kind of tells you what the meaning of soapbox, what we're here for, what we're doing, why we're here, et cetera, et cetera. And right now, though, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why the soapbox is here. What matters is what you're going to do on it. And I need to know what you're going to do on the soapbox today, my love.
Then I just need you to lay back and feel what I'm about to do.
Oh, shit.
Tonight, you scoot over just a little bit for me. Tonight, I want to sin with Mina over and over and over again. I can't bear this yearning and this burning desire. Do not spare me tonight. I'm going to make you lose your big time. Tonight is that high-speed chase. I'm going to ride you like that little red Corvette, and I'm going to push it, baby, put the pedal to the metal, burn rubber all over you. We're going to leave the sheets smoking. See, tonight, no holds barred. Bars to swing from, poles to slide down. Tonight I'm not playing round. See it. Slippery when wet. And don't forget, shower rods to hold. Balance, Mina. Balance like that beam in the Olympics. Cause tonight, oh, I'm going for the gold. I want you to lay me flat on my back. Ooh, slap that, yeah. With my deep moans and your soft groans, my tongue will roam in the wettest part of you. And due to shaking and trembling between your thighs tonight, seismologists will be on standby, and I'm a carver. My signature on your most moist inner wall, so you will never forget whose it is. Baby, tonight, tie me up, and I will bind you down. Two bodies intertwined, one mind on the least resistant path to ecstasy. I want to sin with you. In every way, on every holiday,
over and over again. That's just for tonight, baby. One love.
My goodness. You better keep my balance.
He did.
Your balance, baby.
I'm sorry, like but it's like I'm being embarrassed. Like all day I've been embarrassed. All day.
Yeah.
Okay. what do you say? R Yerby, hello, help.
Hey, that's all. He didn't put my name in it. What? He didn't put my name in it. I'm just sitting back, just listening. Let me put my professional glasses on. That was a lovely piece of there, sir. One love, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number One. What was your inspiration behind that piece of poetry?
Why are you bringing him back? Why are you bringing him back, though? You were doing fine, and then you bring him. So what was the inspiration?
Really, you know, you spoke about romantic.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how to romance them. I'm good with that too, but that one, I wanted to veer off the romantic side just a little bit. And like, look, tonight we just gonna get down, right down, dirty tonight.
Sometimes it be like that.
Yeah, sometimes it be like that. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, myself.
You get a lot of love in the chat room. I'm just saying, while Mina over there,
I don't see
my herself.
Tali sugar appreciate that joint. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, man.
I don't want a cigarette, but I do want to smoke, and I'm leaving it there.
Oh,
I got a cool 50 Kings for you. It ain't me calling them.
Appreciate all the kind words. That's right.
Man, Soapbox is in the building, though, for real, y'all. I want to welcome Jonathan Moore, who just came in. He's one of our artists, our illustrators with Soapbox Magazine. So, you know, Ty Lee, of course. Yeah, she runs the Prodigal Chronicles. And I don't know. So Soapbox family is here, and we're just so glad that everybody who had an opportunity to take out and call in or just come in the chat room or just listen if you're clicking in and listening from Twitter, Facebook, or wherever you saw the link. So thank you so much for participating and all of those with that just didn't get a chance to sign up for an account that are guests, welcome as well. But please, it takes like a couple of minutes, free and very easy to sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account. And this way you can participate in the chat. On the mic right now, you're listening to R. Yerby.
Yes, me. Mm-hmm.
That would be that cat right there. And then over there, over next to him, he's also known as Bad Boy 2. And Bad Boy 1 is also in the building. One love. In the building. And, Bad Boy 1. What's up?
So, Biscuits and Gravy, I am delighted to hear you back.
Thank you.
I love your poetic movement all together. We need to connect. We need to connect because I want to put you in the newsletter. So I know you're the busiest bee of them all. Have your people call me something. I send you the link, one paragraph to describe who the soapbox is, and I'll put you in the newsletter to like that. Somehow we got to get that, make it happen.
I would love that. You know what? I definitely will get that together. My assistant has been on extended vacation. She wasn't locked up for all of you funny motherfuckers out there. So she's on vacation now, and as we all are, going through some trying times, you know, when I think with recession, if we put a lot of value in money, though, then when the money's not right, our health starts to deteriorate, our relationships start to deteriorate, and things like that. And I think if you put
value in just in peace and love and unity and things that matter, health, you know, very basic things, because I think that it will change your situation, that things will get better for you financially. That's just my thought, and I kind of got that from somebody who I'm on my Facebook wall. Sorry, this is just a sidebar, but somebody on my Facebook wall wrote a status change, and he said, you know, you always want the money, the power, the fame until you're laying sick and you can't move. Then you just want your health. And none of that stuff matters. And, you know, that was, like, most profound. I live every day like that. I'm not into money, power, and fame. People may beg to differ because of the way that I get myself out there. But, honestly, I'm just, if you really pay attention, I'm just a social butterfly. That's it. That's as deep as it goes with me.
Okay.
I enjoy people and everything like that. But I don't focus on money. And I don't ever want to be that person. And I just hope everybody who's listening, it's just a little sidebar. Just keep this to yourself and make this a part of your attitude every day. Aim for some really positive things that will give and that will change your attitude and attract wonderful things to you, attract comfort to you, attract health to yourself. And I think wealth comes along with all of those things. I don't think you're wealthier than that, just 100% healthy. That's wealthy to me. So, that being said, back to the sex. Sex is healthy too. Have plenty of sex, everybody. This is a
that
PSA provided
please.
By Dio. The One Love.
Have that safe kind, please.
Please wrap it up.
Absolutely.
Wrap.
I keep Trojan in business. I'm just
by yourself.
Mind. Hey, okay, if that's okay, but I hope not. But I should buy stock and get my money back.
All right,
get some latex paint and just, you know, just in a pinch. I'm just saying, you know,
wow.
Let me stop because it's going to be somebody listening that's going to, like, well, for real,
yeah.
Just letting us, so
really?
Let me stop.
Yeah.
Somebody might actually try to just paint it with some latex paint. It's permanent.
Yeah.
It's a permanent
And so don't worry about the nut that comes out. See, once it knows that the paint is on the shaft, like, the nut is going to be, okay, I'm failing.
Wow.
The next caller. 847, you're on the soapbox with Nina Holiday and the Bad Boy Kitchen, actually. So what's up?
What's up, Mina? It's Poetic J. Harris. How you guys doing?
Hey, J. Harris in the building. Uh-oh, she about to come shut it down.
I totally bombed in the Bad Boy's kitchen. But whatever.
No.
She held her own.
She about to come nowhere.
Since we're on a sexy tip, I tried to pull out and find one of my best poems for that, and
I don't know if I'm ready. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You blew me away the last time you were here, and it wasn't sexy. And I don't know if I'm ready for this. I need a stretch. Hold on. All right, and go.
Y'all, honestly, it's more sweet than it is sexy. It's called "The Miracle of Us," and it has sexual overtones in it. You'll see.
I like that.
Baby, with you, I can be in two places at once. But each time I leave you, I tear off just a little bit of my heart, and my mind wanders always back to wherever it is you may be, because a piece of my heart, my soul, is always with you. I haven't got enough words within me to express the totality of my surrender to your caress, and frankly, when I'm with you, baby, I don't have time for any mess. I just fall to my knees after I get undressed. See, now, that is the rare quality you possess, baby. To make a woman like me feel all these rare emotions with the memory of your lingering kisses like the aftertaste of some sweet magic potion, I never knew that in me could lie such a capacity for devotion. But for you, baby, I would crawl through an island of broken glass just to savor the salt that is your ocean. Baby, loving you is like an out-of-body experience, because no matter where I am always at home. And, baby, that's the miracle of you loving me. That is the miracle of us.
He's like on my knees, come up on my back.
I am so wowed by your ability to manipulate, connive, and just thrust these words around like they're just little toys and stuff. Just like, bam, boom, bam. It's so easy for you, it seems. Is it as easy as it sounds on our end?
You heard me on the last show. I sucked. I was terrible. I ain't gonna lie.
What? Who?
No, on the Bad Boys Kitchen, I did a poem called Alibis, and it was kind of serious, but I did it wrong, and I stumble over my words sometimes. It's just a sad fact of life, you know.
Oh, honey, I am the stumble queen. Like, join the club. It happens. You know what it is? I'm going to tell everybody really quickly what I think it is, and then it helps me to get better with it. I sometimes write so much, and my mind races. And I don't know if you have ADD, but I do. I have attention deficit disorder. Sometimes I'm going way faster in my mind than the words are, and I'm already on the next thing, and so that's what happens to me. It's never a behind thing. I'm always way ahead. So sometimes I stumble a bit. But as I become more comfortable with my words, like, I only do that when I write new poetry, but once I, you know, once I learn it, memorize it, embrace the words where I could just shut everything out, I don't even have to think about it. It's much better, but you got to do that. This is an open mic. You got to stumble, or it won't be an open mic. People won't believe it. People need to hear your humanness. They need to hear that you err, that you mess up, that you're a poet, that you're human. That doesn't take away those, you know, those moments. It gives them the courage sometimes to get on the mic as well.
I know it does. I know it does, but I hate.
I know. And you better not beat yourself. You better. If you do it, I'm going to beat you up. If you beat yourself up,
don't do it,
Jack. Don't do it, Jacqueline. You're not allowed to beat yourself up, okay? You're awesome. It definitely made up for it. And you didn't lose any fans. The very two people that heard you stumble, you heard the oohs and the ahs when you came on. So you lost nothing, honey.
Well, I thank you kindly. Thank you.
No, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing your art with us. And you know what? Can you hang out for a little while?
Yes, I can.
Uh-oh.
Wunderbar. Okay. Everybody, that was Jay Harris, Jacqueline Harris, the poet, and she's so many other things. And, you know, like I said, the last 10 minutes, we're going to go ahead and do some, like, information exchange, some social network exchange. So pay attention so you can also follow some of your favorite poets that you hear here on the show. If you're listening in on the archives, the show is about to end in about, might do some math for me real quick, 22 minutes?
About 30 minutes.
Okay, all right. And so I want everybody to make sure you call in before giving us enough time so we can socialize a little bit before the show ends. The number is 646-378-0763. We're going to continue on by taking another call. We have a caller at 704. You've been holding for 25 minutes. That's what I'm talking about. This is love and devotion. You're on the soapbox. 704, go ahead.
Peace. This is Quiet Storm of Spoken Word.
Uh-oh. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word.
The Quiet Storm. Emphasis on Storm of Spoken Word. What's
Nina,
going on,
ready.
Baby?
She ain't
I'm
ready.
Not. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm never ready. I don't even know what to say after he's done. I did pay attention to the poem, but I don't know what to say. Like, the words just go, and then I'm like, what happened? It's the voice. I don't know. He has the voice of God. You know how they say the voice of God? It's like, doom, doom, doom. Anyway. Hi, welcome.
Quiet Storm and Quiet Pen. What more do you want?
Wow.
Go ahead, brother. Step on up here. It's been a minute.
Yeah, we're all moving over for you. Come on.
My mind is in a constant state of non-rest, spinning with a moment-by-moment revolution. Continually recalling the sons of bitches and bastards from the past tense of younger days. Feeling trapped in a hellacious cycle of too many lows with very few highs. Which is why I remember them with a daily freshness. My mind, like a raging river, it flows with the lives and deaths of those I depended on for my sanity. Flashing in that part of my memory like a sideshow. My mind spins again. I see images of beaten women, children, elders, and men because of the rage of one beaten in his or her youth, and sometimes witnessing the beat down of one close to their heart and spirit. Therefore, leaving a forever tattooed image of destruction with the regularity of noon and midnight. Again, my mind spins in a decelerated state as I hear sounds of stomach rumbling and feel pains of hunger as I see Mr. Wendell in every child, woman, and man that does not have a place to rest, bathe their flesh, or sustenance to soothe their belly pain. This should not be so, because in this land we are supposed to be a government of the people, by the people. Yet, billions go to needless, wasteful issues and programs like the Bridge to Nowhere between Gravina Island and Ketchikan, Alaska. The mind spins again while I think about how respect and truth have become cliches void of realness. A woman being called a bitch flows off of the average tongue with the ease of breathing. Most friendships have a price, and the highest bidder is constantly cashing in. My mind screams with utter anguish and frustration as victims of molestation get swept away like dust in the wind. The forever spinning of my mind is why I can't sleep. This was an expression of thought by one called Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, title being Why I Can't Sleep.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying, ladies? You see what I'm saying? This is the shit I'm talking about right here. 26 minutes, 53 seconds left in the show. You just heard Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, and there's really nothing that I need to say because he said it, and you heard it, and some of you felt it. I know I did. Quiet Storm, what's going on with you, baby?
Not much. I'm recovering from my bouts I've had for about the past 2 or 3 days. As a matter of fact, I went to the emergency room last night, and that experience at the emergency room was one of the most bullshitted behind experiences I've ever had when it comes to going to the hospital trying to seek help for the pain that I was suffering. But God has blessed, and I'm feeling a lot better.
It's like I just got through saying that, you know, people want fame, money, all this stuff, but just having your health is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is, because this actually stems from a back injury and subsequent surgery that I had back in 2006, and I have been dealing with fibromyalgia ever since then, which most people don't know that. Well, actually, some people may know that because I've been posting stuff about it on my Facebook page in recent months. But for people who do know about fibromyalgia, it's a condition that is most common in women, but there are quite a few men that have it, and the numbers are starting to increase as far as the number of men that are popping up with fibro. Fibromyalgia is something. It'll kick your ass, basically. I've been one that's always been athletic. I've always worked out, but it's taken its toll on me over the past 5 years. But I don't let it stop me. That's one thing I will not let this thing stop me. So Christ Almost Spoken Word is going to keep on doing what he does.
Word. That's what's up. That's what you got to do. You got to keep on going. And every moment is precious. Whenever you realize that you are battling some sort of illness, disease, whatever, it does make you realize the preciousness of every moment that you have. At the same time, it reminds the rest of us who may not have anything serious that they're dealing with health-wise to also enjoy their moments, because really our diseases are not the things that kill us. It is our mental ability to handle the obstacles we're given. We may not be given fibromyalgia, for example, but a lot of difficult people to deal with, and then stress would kill us. So enjoy every moment of your life, everyone. And I don't know, you could take your example, because, like, right here from Quiet Storm, because, like, his brother doesn't quit. He keeps writing, keeps moving, and he's got to love his spirit. I love your spirit, Quiet Storm, and I hope that you, you know, hang out with us here on the open mic tonight.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'll be here for a minute.
Cool. I appreciate it. Appreciate your words. And now you know why they call him Quiet Storm. See, man, a few words. He comes in, does his thing, you know. You got to be a woman of full of words. Like, we'd make a perfect couple. I love to talk. So he could be Quiet Storm. I'll be the loud clap of thunder. Okay. As we keep this thing moving, let's see, where are we at? You know what? I feel like spitting something. Fuck what you heard. Let's see. For all both of my fans out there, this is for you.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't know where it seems to be have gone to a more sensuous feel, right? Quite sexy. And I think I want to. I think I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I want to do something there. So I'm going to do something I don't know yet, but I'm going to read this. If you're my Facebook friend and you've seen this, but you've probably never heard me spit this, so here we go. It's no title right now. I'm intoxicated by her. Moved by the very thought of her. She is the only she I see, and I love her. She has the power to heal. She's sarcastic and real. She's romantic when I'm frantic, manic when I'm lovesick. She doesn't run when I purge. She even encourages each of my urges with no judgment. If I like it, then she loves it. Everything she says alludes to something she doesn't say. My soul dances to the splendor of her soliloquy. I am her slave, but please don't rescue me. Her shackles fit so perfectly. Bound by her hold on me, but never been more free. Her words are mirrors to my soul, reflecting my notions, evoking prose and odes. She is ever moving, so I watch her curves greedily, starting from the top down to the very bottom of her. and then retrace my journey, savoring her slowly. I am a perverse fiend for her. However, though I have been there, seen, tasted, felt, and heard her, I have yet to, oh, how I long to, smell her. Her name is poetry. I wrote this. I ran across a guy, and he had perfumes for sale, and he just had a list. He didn't have any scents with him, didn't have anything, no samples, nothing. And he was like, yeah, I'm a poet, and I make perfume. And I looked at the list, and on the list, the one that jumped out was called poetry. And I was like, wow, I want to smell that. And he was like, yeah, you know, I got it at home. It's been a year. I have yet to smell that thing. So I wrote this, and it satisfied that for me. I really don't need to smell it now. If anybody makes one, it'll probably be me. Because it just inspired this poem, and I really enjoyed it. I hope that you enjoyed it, listening in from wherever you are. Let me see. Jackie is still on the line. You still on the soapbox, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm still on the soapbox, y'all.
Okay, cool. And let's see. Let's just keep things going, shall we not? Shall we? We have 863. You're on the soapbox with Mina Holiday. What's up? Speak your mind. 863. Okay. Okay, that works. 404, you're on the soapbox. That's Atlanta. You're on the soapbox with Mina Holiday. What's up? Speak your mind.
This is Asar. I'm on soapbox.
Ah, Asar is back on the soapbox. You had to hang up and call back in. It was good to you, huh? Let me see. Actually, no.
Had to go cool off. How about that?
Hang out for us just a second and see who else is on the soapbox real quick. Well, we have less than 20 minutes left of the show, and the mic is open, ladies and gentlemen, so please call in, 646-378-0763. I'm Mina Holiday, your host tonight, and I'm joined by Bad Boy One, a.k.a. One Love, Jacqueline Harris, a.k.a. Jay Harris, the poet, and Quiet Storm, Spoken Word, is also on with us. And then we also have Asar that you just heard, just called in. And so 951, this is Mina Holiday. You're on the soapbox. Speak your mind. 951. I think people are shy. I really do. I'm gonna go ahead and put them back on mute. And also, if you do want to come back on, I'll be checking on you periodically. I'm definitely going to check you out in about, I would say, 5 minutes. So 951-863, I'll be back to you. Let me see. We're going to go back to Asar. Asar, you were going to spit something else. I really wanted to hear our Year of these old quotes, so hopefully he'll be calling in next Sunday. If you guys really have never heard him prior to today, make sure you tune in next week. We're here each and every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the mic is open next week just like it is today, so you can call in at 8 o'clock and just open us up with some poetry and whatnot. For all of the people who just stepped in let's see, what time is it now? It is 8 minutes into, I'm sorry. Let me get this right. I'll just tell you the time. I'm not doing any math tonight. It's 9:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to give a big shout-out to the people who made it in the chat room. We have, of course, Poetess Tylee, who is just on the mic. Hopefully she'll call back in as well. We have Quiet Storm. We have John Moore. Haiti Blues is in the building. I don't think that you called the right number, Haiti Blues, because I don't see you, darling. So please call back in. You're not spitting? All right. But that's the number. I'm putting it up in the chat room. All right. So right now we're supposed to be sharing some Facebook information and whatnot. So who's going to go first? Well, first of all,
let me introduce back to the mic One Love real quick, and then we're going to bring Asar to spit a poem, and then Jay Harris is going to come back and spit something, and then, you know, and we're going to do it like that. So right now, One Love, tell us about Bad Boys Kitchen and how people can be involved and stay in touch and know what you're talking about and doing.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. Expressions Radio Show, Bad Boys Kitchen, right here on the BTR Network. We open up the kitchen, invite you to have lunch or dinner, depending on where you at, with us every Sunday, 3 to 5 on the west side, got 6 to 8 on the east coast. Open mic, all we asked is that you be respectful. We taking singers, rap artists, musicians, magicians, breakdancers, pole dancers, whatever. You can call up and do your thing. It's all good. Myself, BB1, my co-host, BB2. The only spot where you can get the greatest combo of poetry and comedy. Dip on in. Check us out.
And it is a great show. It's a wonderful show because these two guys are hilarious. And it's just the chemistry on the show is wonderful. So you want to feel welcome, and you do really feel like you're in their kitchen. And it's a lot of words slanging and a lot of things cooking. It's really nice. It's really, really nice.
Thank you.
So make sure you check it out. Every Sunday here on the East Coast, it's 6 to 8, right?
Yes.
Okay, this comes on right before our show. We've been threatening to come, though. We haven't come yet. Soapbox will be in the building. We got to come through. You know how we do. We got to come through. We usually try to come deep. So intended if you're freaky.
Nah, you know where my mind went. I'm just saying, I was like, oh,
yeah. All down in the gutter.
Yeah, that's where I live, but I'm saying.
Well, we've only got 15 minutes left, and we do want to hear back from Asar. And I see another caller here that's new. Let me grab this real quick and see what this is. This is a new call. You're on the Soapbox with Nina Holiday. Speak your mind. Hello?
You got me again.
Oh, is this you? No, not you. Someone else just called in. It's some strange number. I think it's 404.
404.
Last digit 9448.
Yeah, it's me. The signal dropped. I had to call back.
Oh, you just had to call back in?
Yeah, I had to call back in.
Okay, all right. Well, okay. I was going to call you up anyway, so why don't you just go ahead and take the mic? We actually got to limit it to 5 minutes. Or less, because we've got to get Jackie, and I wanted Jackie to go ahead and take us out tonight.
Okay. Well, I'll do a relatively short piece from the upcoming book, Bedtime Stories, and it's entitled She's Deep in Me.
Hi.
For the very second, my eyes beheld her. She invaded my soul. Better yet, her beauty stabbed my heart. Her essence took control of my thoughts. Her voice deafened my ears to all others. And her smile melted me like butter. She instantly became a major part of me. She became my infinity. I could smell her in my sleep. I can feel a heartbeat, because she's in me, deep. She's given birth to a part of me that no other woman can nurture, a part of me that no other woman can console, a part of me that's given life to the very life of me. She's the electricity that flows through every part of me, enhancing and electrifying every part of me, constantly recharging my heart because every time I see her, my heart forgets to beat. Every time she talks to me, my heart beats twice as sweet. And every time she makes love to me, my heart
My heart just melted. Nice ending right there. It's like your heart what? Then I got it. Something like that.
I think we got to make sure we get that book. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check it out. Asar, will you be like coming back to us? You know, to your fans, bring your fans here so they can come hang out with us on the soapbox as well. See how I asked?
Oh, did we lose him again?
I think we lost him again. I don't think you're applying yourself, Asar. Come on. Asar. I see him, but he's not. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard tonight because Haiti Blues says he's in queue and he's listening to the show right now. Let me just give him some love and shout out. You know, Haiti Blues, what's up? Sorry, I can't hear you, but yeah, it's just all kinds of difficulties going on. We've got 10 minutes left in the show. This is On the Soapbox with Nina Holliday. This is WBMV Radio, the indie story. This is where you can find all the best in jazz, house music, hip-hop, R&B, soul, poetry, you name it, comedy. We're just a family of DJs and personalities that live in the DMV area. We're doing our thing here in the nation's capital, the information capital of the world, just trying to bring everyone closer to what we love individually as a radio personality. So hopefully we can get you to become a fan, follow us, share us with people. Bring a friend next time you come. Just bring somebody random. They don't have to be a fan of any particular genre of music. Just bring them. They might just enjoy the conversation or whatever. I definitely welcome that notion. I think that'll be awesome. We've got, with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and close out this open mic session and with a beautiful poetess by the name of Jay Harris. I don't know how she's going to take us out, but I think she's just going to take us out. We've got 9 minutes left, 8 minutes left in the show. For those of you who are going to be tuning out with us or after this, thank you for coming. We love you all. With no further ado, thanks for co-hosting with us. Okay, now I see freaking Haiti Blues, and we can't even take you now. Darn it, Haiti Blues, get rid of your cell phone. That thing doesn't work. One love, thank you so much for co-hosting with me tonight, and thank you, our Yerby, for doing it as well. Bad Boy Kitchen was in the building today, and thank you so much, God. All right, Jackie, go ahead, do your thing, sis.
All right, this poem is called I Wonder in a Corner, and it's from my book, Random Acts of Verse. On Tuesday, while sipping coffee at the local shop, I sat alone in a corner and thought to myself, does he even know how fine he really is? Even with no rings on his fingers, does he realize that he is being watched, that I am looking at him now? Could he possibly fathom the depths of my imagination? Or is that, as I stare boldly at him from my secluded seat, that my mind is awash with possibilities of our souls, our bodies, very essences, mingling and dissolving into one another? Could he comprehend that as I sit here so far away that I have already lived a lifetime of love with him? It was as my lips curled up into a smile that I realized he was gone. Just gone. Like a shadow caught in the light, the veil was lifted, and I am alone with my latte in that corner, waiting for a lifetime. And that's that piece.
Sweet. Y'all are just so sentimental tonight. I'm going to listen to the show over and over. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/WDMV Radio, you'll be able to listen to the archives there. You'll be able to see tonight's show. I think this is a really special one, and I'm just so glad that I got to share it with some really wonderful poets. And yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Jackie. Really, really appreciate it. Tell everybody where we can find you in case we just got to get some more right now. Not later
than now. You're going to find me on Facebook and www.facebook.com/rageforlife. And I've got two book signings coming up, one in August and one in October. If you're in Illinois, look me up through Facebook. And, of course, buy a book on CreateSpace or Amazon.com. And that's it.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Usually we go into overtime, but tonight that will not be happening. I'm going to close out because yours was so short. I'm going to go ahead and close out with something and say goodnight to everybody and, you know, that I love you all and say, you know, some more stuff and some of that and everything. This is something that I wrote specifically to close out my shows. I don't think we say thank you enough. And I'm not talking about just like somebody gives you something and you say thanks, but the things that you have at privilege and you don't realize how wonderful it is until it's totally snatched from you. And those are the things that we got to give thanks to daily, constantly. You can never say thank you enough. So thank you, guys. The good may die mostly over bullshit, but still find your joy button and push it. Not to be negative, but each day we live, we are still dying, some going to bed and waking up crying, missing all the lessons they should be learning, not remembering that the universe teaches us ever so gently to talk less than to listen plenty. Because you see, words are not toys, and if you're listening, you can hear the poison intended to kill you silent. So give thanks constantly. And the universe will repay you in blessings. Welcome the adversity, because those same individuals will be back needing you eventually. Give selflessly. Give until you give habitually. Give thanks until your soul bleeds. Give thanks for your abilities. To the ink stains that color pages and pages of imagery, give thanks to the sanity, even through the negativity, constantly feeling character in us inevitably. Give thanks for this thing called poetry, a.k.a. word therapy, where vicariously there is healing. I stand on this stage and give thanks. You see, I'm kindness with just enough rage, but I'm more and more thankful these days and in less of need of praise and grateful that you love me as I am today. For the many opportunities, thank you. For supporting, retweeting, Facebooking, and sharing, thank you. For my extended voices, even though you had all those other choices, I am amazingly blessed. So for your love and your attention, I give thanks. And that's the end of that poem right there. And so...
Wow. I like that.
I say thanks. That's what I said. Over and over again. Thank you so much. We got to run down these shout outs real quick, and then we're out of here. All right. So I want to give a shout out to lots of people. We got 90 seconds left. Let's see if we can do this real quick. I want to give a shout out to Social Glam. Social Glam, if you're out there, thank you so much. Unity, thank you. All of the people in the whole Bad Boy Kitchen family, Verbal Ink family, all of the rest of my Blog Talk open micers. The hosts and that sort of thing. We got expression. What is it called? Who does that? Jill Delbert. I don't know. But we're gonna get it right. Come on the soapbox so I can get your name right. And for Marcus Blake, thank you. Thank you so much, Mercy, thank you for listening. Big shout out to everybody who's listening in right now that didn't get a chance to call in. Shout out to you. I love you. I want to thank you so much. Please keep the peace. Spread peace and love everywhere. I love you all. Good night. See you next Sunday, 8 p.m. right here on the Soapbox. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this right, y'all. As you can see, I was trying to put out some music. But guess what? It ain't going to happen, so we're just going to grab anything. And we're out. Peace.